Good evening, everyone. I call the November 6, 2023 City Council meeting to order. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. McAllister?
Here.
Mr. Foley?
Here.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Howe?
Here.
Mr. Lattiser?
Here.
Mr. McElroy?
Yeah.
Mr. Ricks?
Here.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis? Nine present.
Thank you. Councilman Foley, will you please introduce our guest this evening who's going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Then we'll have the national anthem, and we'll come back to you for an announcement.
Thank you. It is my great pleasure to invite Deputy Chief Mike Murnick to the podium to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars
Thank you. Thank you. And Councilman Foley, will you please present why we've invited the chief to lead us this evening in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Thank you. Deputy Chief, if you could stand, is there any other members of the department that would like to stand with him? Please join him. Deputy Chief Murnick, a 28-year veteran of the fire department, on Sunday, October 15th, was off duty, which is a misnomer. No firefighter in his right mind, nor police officer, is ever off duty. If something is happening, they are quick to respond. And on this date, Deputy Chief quickly responded. He jumped into action when there was a house engulfed in flames on Goddard Street in Providence. Intense fire and smoke. Without hesitation, Deputy Chief pulled over his car, gave his wife his hot wieners, and said, I'll be right back. It wasn't as quick as he thought. But thanks to his heroic efforts, he went up two flights of stairs with two police officers, found a mother and two children, passed the children off to the officers, and helped save all three. Without his quick action, those people were in danger. He did not think of himself as a hero, nor do most firefighters, police, military, and that is what makes them our heroes. I want to thank Deputy Chief. I just have to go off script a little bit. I was had the great pleasure of meeting Chief Murnick, Deputy Chief, sorry, Murnick, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, for the first time, when we unveiled our new ladder truck. I had never spoken to the deputy chief, but we spoke for a few moments. I was impressed with his professionalism, his character, his determination. It was an enjoyable conversation. And here we are 3 weeks later, and he's in front of us. I want to thank you for your service to our department. But more importantly, I want to thank you for honoring yourself, your family, the Warwick Fire Department, in the city of Warwick, because what you did shines a great light on all of us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chief, and thank you to the whole fire department. You make us proud every day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up on the agenda is general communications. This is announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events. I have one announcement this evening. At the December 4th City Council meeting at 7 p.m. after roll call, salute to the flag, and the national anthem, we are going to have a State of Our Schools address from the superintendent and her team. They are going to come to the council, give us an update on the school year. They're going to talk about different programs, different students, different teachers, sports teams, whatever they would like to discuss. They're going to give us, like I said, a state of the school's address. I believe it's important that we hear from the school department, and not just during budget time or bond requests. So it will be great to hear from them when there isn't a budget request in the same meeting. So we look forward to hearing from the superintendent and her team. That will be at the December 4th Warwick City Council meeting. Are there any members of the council that have anything under general communications, announcements of congratulations, condolences, or community events? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Council President. Three events, all at the Norwood Boys and Girls Club. First one is going to be November 8th at 7 o'clock. Mayor Picozzi and myself will be presenting an update to the neighbors as part of the Norwood Neighborhood Association meeting on that evening. The next two events are meetings that I am organizing as community meetings for the neighborhoods. So, same location, Norwood Boys and Girls Club, 7 o'clock on November 29th. I'm having a community meeting for the Norwood neighborhood to discuss and have a survey on the spending of Ward 2 ARPA funds. Similarly, on the evening of December 13th, and I'm locking down the particular time, a couple of meetings for the Lakewood and Pilgrim neighborhoods. Same location, that would be on December 13th to discuss ARPA funds as to those neighborhoods, a discussion and a survey of the constituents in those areas. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilwoman Travis.
Yes, thank you. On November 18th, which is a Saturday, at the Pilgrim Senior Center in Warwick, the volunteers of Warwick Schools are going to have their chopstick auction. The chopstick's $20, and you'll be entered in all the raffles. One of the sticks goes in the bucket, and you have the opportunity to win. If you win, it goes back in, so you have multiple chances of winning. Anyone interested in chopsticks, you can see me. But that is going to be at the Pilgrim Senior Center, and at volunteers of Warwick Schools that are in all 9 wards and in all the schools. So maybe it's a good way to support them. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any other announcements of congratulations, condolences, community events? Councilman Gephardt.
I would just ask for a brief moment of silence on November 2nd, Daniel Beardsley, who was a veteran, a resident of Cranston, but represented the interest of cities and towns of Rhode Island, like Warwick, as the director of the League of Cities and Towns, recently passed on the 2nd. So a moment of silence, please.
Thank you, Councilman. We will have a moment of silence. Thank you. Any other thing under general communications? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to executive communications. There are none. A is the acceptance of the minutes from the council meeting held on October 16th. Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstention.
One abstention, Councilman Gephardt. Okay, I'm going to ask that we reconvene committees. We still have some committee work to do, so we're going to pause the council meeting at this time, and we will go back into committees. Thank you very much.
The Public Safety Committee is back in session, and I think we have one change to make. We're waiting for our third member. His mic died. Council Solicitor, can you walk me through what you recommended I do?
There was a vote by Councilman Ricks against the consent calendar, which comprised of just one claim. Mm-hmm. In order for him to allow for consistency in voting, we would request that item be removed from the consent calendar and voted separately, which is an in-house thing that doesn't require any further notation.
So I need a PCR?
It has an existing PCR. It is only one item in itself, so it can simply be shifted off of the consent calendar and voted in its current form. So right. No further action, but for anyone following at home, that's why that PCR 11723, the claim of Scott Bellino that the committee had previously discussed prior to the council coming into session, will be voted separately.
All right. So now we're on to PCR 92-23, Julitza Ray's claim. We have bantied this back and forth for a while due to the efforts of Councilman Ricks. We have new information. I'm going to defer to Councilman Ricks at this time to state what motion we should be considering.
Thank you, Chairman. I would move favorable action in the amount of $580. And if the motion is seconded, then I would discuss in a little bit more detail.
Second.
All right.
Discussion.
Thank you. So, yeah, this I'll try not to spend more time on this than is actually necessary. I think that if we had received more information up front from the claimant, then this process would have gone a lot more smoothly. We were able to confirm that the claimant did, in fact, change phone plans so that the information that we were provided at previous meetings was not the most up-to-date information. And as a result of her changing phone plans, there was no longer insurance on that phone, which was a concern of mine. The claimant had requested a total amount of $1,100. I would not be comfortable with awarding $1,100 as if a phone was brand new when the phone was approximately 20 months old when it was lost, over a year and a half. Now, when it comes to determining the precise amount, that's something that can be subject to different interpretations. So really, it is the claimant's burden to present to us the proper amount. But as the claimant isn't here, and in the interests of fairness, the way that I came up with the amount of $580, which happens to be more than the amount that the claimant had expended to pay off the phone about a month and a half previous to this. How I came up with that amount is I took a look at Apple's website, and there they stated that the trade-in value of the phone, if it is in good condition with no cracks or the like — by the way, we don't actually have information on whether it was cracked or not prior to being lost, but making that assumption on the claimant's behalf — the trade-in value of that phone would be $580. I don't think that any more than that would be appropriate, because I think that Apple's trade-in values are quite generous. So therefore, I'm making that motion for approval in the amount of $580 as a generous but fair valuation of how much that phone may have been worth at that particular time that it was lost.
Thank you. Any other comments from the committee? Any comments from the council? We'll start with the president.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think Councilman Ricks did a good job of recapping this. This was a big debate at the last meeting. I offered to reach out to her to get some additional information. We did that, but I do want to give Councilman Ricks — he spent a lot of time on this, and he had the Warwick Police confirm what the information that she said. So he went above and beyond, and we and the councilman did receive correspondence from Warwick Police to confirm the coverage all the questions that the councilman and had that we had in here. So I feel confident that we have gone above and beyond to make sure we had all the information available to make a decision at this time. So it's not always pretty, but I do have to give a compliment to my colleague. He really took this on and went above and beyond. Thank you.
One more point of clarification too. In the correspondence from the Warwick Police Department, they once again reaffirmed that they were at fault, that it was actions on their part that led to the loss of that phone. All right. Now we had the whole row. You're good. All right. Councilwoman Travis, you're good. Councilman Sinapi.
I was just going to verify with Councilman Ricks. So it sounds like the evaluation of the phone is basically the best case scenario for the claimant, right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
Councilman Gephardt, did you have your hand up? I did not want to ignore you. All right, so are there any members of the public to speak on? Oh, I'm sorry, Councilman Howe. All there by yourself.
Lonely Island. I know the president already said this, but I was one of the people who spoke up, and I want to thank you, Chairman, for allowing this situation. You did your job. You advocated for your committee. You advocated for the conclusion of this process. And I have to give compliments to the committee, how professional you all worked, including Councilman Ricks, who advocated the short of it, and the president, who took on the responsibility to kind of mediate, if you will. Here's the short of it. If someone hits me in an uninsured motor vehicle, someone in an uninsured motor vehicle hits my car, I am not getting 2023 prices on my car. I am not getting the value of what I paid for my car. I'm getting that depreciated value. And when the claim was first put in, they were asking for brand new value. And Councilman Ricks, through working with the police department took full responsibility for doing their job, which their job was to report and take a report and do the necessary procedures. And yet still, even though they did not seek it, they were called for assistance, they still took responsibility. So I think this was Councilman Ricks, thank you, because you not only did you save the city any type of money, you also kind of sent a message. And I think it was a strong message that, you know, that we do take this seriously in the city of Warwick, and there is resolution. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second to approve this claim in the amount of $580. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The council adjourned, or the committee adjourns at 7:25.
The next committee to meet is public properties, and that could begin at this time as well.
The City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs convenes at 7:26. First up, we have the acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on October 16th. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions? One abstention. Next up, we have Item 1, PCR 17-22, a resolution relative to changing the names of the northerly portion of Chatfield Street and the southerly portion of Meadowview Avenue to Trolley Lane. This is Councilman Lattiser.
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if you recall, it was some time ago where Harbor Lights Marina had donated a section of road that they owned, which was from Meadowview Avenue over into the marina. They had donated that to the city, and the city, having taken that over with the council's approval, have since paved the road, made it much better, wider, safer, et cetera. Some time ago, it was suggested to me that perhaps this would be an opportune time to rename that section of road Trolley Lane. And the reasoning for it is many, many years ago, long before even me was around and all the rest of you folks, that's what it was. It was a trolley lane. And trolleys used to go through there all the time with, you know, whatever goods they happen to be carrying. And I thought that was a really nice gesture, well-deserved, and just a way of recognizing and appreciating history, you know, that in this case happened to take place in that particular area. So with that said, I've docketed the resolution to rename that section of street Trolley Lane for the reasons that I have mentioned, and I would respectfully request support. Thank you.
And there's no objection by the police department or otherwise?
I'll be very honest with you, Mr. Chairman. I did not reach out to the police department, asked if there was any objections. You know, I don't know if anyone is here now from the police department or if anyone from the police department saw the website where this was posted, or if, in fact, there is an objection from the police department or from the fire department for that matter. So very honestly, I did not reach out to them, but I have not received any objections either.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I would just recognize that both on this and the subsequent item to come have been docketed at the end of last year, and communications were had through the council people and the administrations flagging their interest in this and receiving support from the administration. So while and we are here tonight entertaining these actions, it's been a wide area of notice for them to have that input, as well as the last week when these items were finally posted for consideration.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Council Solicitor. I would agree that yes, the administration has been informed on this by virtue of the work of the city clerk, the work of the administration, Actually, I see that Chief of Staff Aaron Mackesy is present. So just to go on the record, would there be any objection from the administration as to the renaming of a road to Trolley Lane?
No, Councilman. It's a council prerogative. Administration has no objection.
Oh, very good. Yeah, this comes to mind because I had once suggested that a certain road be renamed, but it turned out that there was already a road that had a very similar name. And so for public safety reasons, the administration had asked me, you know, let's not go down that particular road. So thank you. I'm glad someone enjoys the pun. Thanks. Let's see. So, yeah, as there is no objection, and I'd certainly expect an objection to be raised if there was, and in that case, any comment from members of the committee?
Nope.
Comment from other members of the council? Comment from members of the public?
Richard Langseth, Budlong Farm. I certainly think this is a great idea, Ed, and I'm not opposing it. I am very much in favor of it. However, there are some process problems here, some big process problems. When this road was approved for purchase or for granting to the city, there's a Scribner's error in the deed. The lot numbers are wrong. I mean, that's a very small item, but it should be addressed because, you know, 100 years from now, people are going to be confused. In addition to that, it is my understanding that this is the department of the city engineer, and the city engineer is supposed to keep a map of the city. And when I look at the geo map, the map that we use, the online map now, this confusion, it doesn't match the ordinance, which is okay. I just want to bring to everybody's attention that we need to be more formal about this kind of thing, especially where the streets approach the shore, as this one clearly does. Next Tuesday night, we're having a Harbor Commission meeting, and we're going to discuss streets to the shore. And we want to make absolutely sure that we know which streets are which. And there is some confusion here. For instance, it says it's Clifton Avenue that meets Meadowview. I don't have my glasses on. Not Charlesville. And I think you can move ahead with this tonight. I mean, I don't have any problem with, you know, passing it and changing the name, but I think we need to be far more careful with the city map. And we need to bring in the official who's in charge of the city map when changes are being made to the street names. And in fact, the map should be updated. There's a great confusion in the city of Warwick over what is the city map. There's a statute that says the cities are supposed to maintain a city map, and the public can buy the map for $5. I bought the map about 5 years ago. But it was unclear at that point in time whether it was an official city map or not. I don't think the city of Warwick has ever approved a city map. And I would hope that I can talk to my council person about this so that we can get an official city map. And the controversy, of course, is the Buttonwoods Fire District. Is it in the city? Is it not in the city? We're going through all this through a ordinance that I proposed.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Lamford. You're getting off topic now. Thank you.
Well, it's still on topic, I believe. If we're going to change a street name, we need to change the city map. And in order to change the city map, we need to have a city map. So I would suggest that I talk to my council person and perhaps get a city map going. Thank you very much.
Any other further comments?
You want a motion?
Yes. Well, we can have a motion, just one moment. I would say, although I certainly appreciate the comments of Mr. Langseth, and I certainly think that if there is a scrivener's error in relation to the earlier process where this was deeded over to the city, then of course that needs to be corrected. But that's not necessarily a prerequisite or going to have any effect on the actions that we take tonight. It's not going to make anything easier or more difficult. It's a separate process. So with that said, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Second and last up on the agenda, and this one is Councilman Snappy, PCR 103-22, a resolution relative to changing the name of Kettle Street to George Sears Green Way.
Yeah, so this request came in years and years ago when we were doing the George Sears Cemetery, the upgrades to it, and went through the police. Everyone's on board for it. This doesn't affect any actual addresses. The FOP isn't located on this for the purposes of an address. So doesn't hurt anybody, only benefits, and it kind of segues nicely given the upgrades to the cemetery.
All makes sense to me. And of course, you discussed that the police are aware of this. Okay. Yeah, and I don't see... I won't speak ahead, but any comments, members of the committee, members of the council, council president.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I worked on this with Councilman Sinapi as the Appanock Village Association did a lot of work with the cemetery there, and he is correct. This has been years in the making, and we did. I was there as well when we did work with the police department. They did sign off on this as well to make sure. And the reason why you sign off on that is you got to make sure that someone calls 911, and all of a sudden they say I'm going to be at
George Green. So as Solicitor Wall said, both of these went through that process. We make sure to do that going forward. So, and Councilman, I would ask to be a co-sponsor on this. Is he saying yes or? No, thank you. I believe Councilwoman Travis is raising her hand as well. I believe she was involved in the original. Peggy from the Historical Society was working this pretty hard.
Thank you. And I've seen that road. It's wonderful, all of the work that was done over at that historical cemetery. And I think that, there's not only no downside for all of the reasons stated, but this is a positive change because it also just helps to more easily identify this for members of the public. Any further comment, members of the council? Any comments, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
And second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The committee adjourns at 7:39 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good evening again, everyone. We are back in the full council meeting. We have done roll call and the salute to the flag. We've done general communications, executive communications, and we've done A, which is the acceptance of the minutes. So now we are moving on to number one on the agenda, which is the consent calendar, PCR 115-23, committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bid 2023-452, 2024-209, 2022-082, 2024-208 Alpha, 2024-181, 2022-317, 2024-219, 2024-221 Alpha, 2022-232, 2024-211 Alpha, 2024-211 Bravo, 2024-216, 2024-208 Bravo, 2024-207, 2024-254, 2024-199, 2024-218, 2024-200, 2024-206, 2024-201, 2024-203, 2024-268, 2024-217, 2024-267, 2024-269, 2024-204, 2024-221 Bravo, 2023-239, 2024-264, 2024-205, 2024-220, 2024-270, 2024-266, 2024-273. That concludes the bid package.
Thank you, Councilman. I was going to make a joke that your mic was off and you had to do it again, but I won't do that. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So, as you all know, there's over $2 million worth of bid requests in this document. And I've been on the council for 11 years now. And in those 11 years, I have always supported and voted in favor of the bid package. Well, I feel, as you heard me say extensively this evening and the prior meeting, I believe this new process is flawed. I don't believe that it is fair in terms of making it more difficult for not only an elected official to get the information that's necessary to make an informed and responsible financial decision. It also makes it cumbersome for the citizens of this city. There are people who live in the city of Warwick who do not have a computer for whatever reason, are not particularly computer astute, and I happen to be one. You know, right along, I have always requested the hard copies of items because I like to spread it out across the table. And I like to dissect into each and every single bid, whether it be a $2,000 bid or a $2 million bid. I don't like the process to become more complicated and to slow things down, whether it's intentional or unintentional. This new process that requires an elected official to first go through as many as 35 items that have no backup included in this at all, then require me to, or anyone else for that matter, to have to reach out to all of the department heads for information that should already be provided. This shouldn't be, a search and discovery mission. It shouldn't be that difficult to do that. And I think it is absolutely problematic when the information that we should have readily available to us without having to go on the websites and do whatever some of my colleagues think is a very simple procedure. I don't think it's a very simple procedure for everyone. So this evening, I want to be voting no on this bid package. First time in 11 years that I vote no. And for all those reasons, I think the process is wrong. I think it's making it far too complicated, time-consuming, and difficult to get answers that should already be here. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Solicitor Walsh.
Councilman Lattiser, just for clarification, we can vote the bid package separate if you would like to request that, so you don't have to cast the same vote on abatement. Similar request was made by Councilman Ricks regarding the claims. Would you
fine? A good point.
Like that vote separately.
Thank you.
Okay.
Councilman Howe.
Mr. President, I just don't want to belittle, but I want to do some clarification. I hear what the councilman said. What this has done is it's eliminated a lot of paperwork, and I understand what the councilman said. For clarification, I did email to my council members the link to the bids. I believe it was mentioned earlier by the purchasing director that if a council person would like to get that information that the councilman requested, she said a simple phone call and they'll be happy to print it up. So therefore, we're not printing up nine. While other of us may use the computer and we're a little bit more computer literate 21st century, those people who don't want to learn it or don't understand it at the time, they'll be happy to print it. So I think that's just, it's a learning curve. And I would ask the councilman to, consider the fact that you have three capable members of the Finance Committee whose job is to dissect into this. And I think for the last 3 years, this committee has done that and done an exceptional job and moved this, was a big, great part of this team moving the city forward. And I would ask the councilman to reconsider, but I certainly can respect his decision. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. I believe everyone has been able to speak on this multiple times. This is the we're going to pull it out separate at this time. So there's no more consent calendar. So all we're discussing at this time is PCR 1115-23, the resolution relative to bids. So I believe we've heard from everyone on this. So the clerk will call the roll for favorable action. It's been moved and second. This is just on PCR 115-23, a resolution relative to bids. We are no longer on a consent calendar. Each thing will be voted individually. The clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinappi? Yes. Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no.
Thank you. So PCR 115-23 passes. Now we're on number 2. which is PCR 116-23. This is a resolution relative to abatements. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action with amend, with
favorable for action, action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action.
Favorable action for action, Councilman Howe.
Move favorable action.
Second by Councilman Foley. And can you read the new number, please?
Yes, sir. PCR 116-23, the amount is $51,733.39, Mr. President.
Okay, so we've removed one thing, which we will do later on here. So right now, again, we are just discussing PCR 116-23, resolution relative to abatements with the new number of $51,733.39. Any questions or comments on that? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll on PCR 116-23 for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi? Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Nine yes.
Thank you. PCR 116-23 passes. Now we are moving to PCR 117-23. Okay, so this is one item, which is now PCR 117-23. Committee report, public safety.
Move favorable action on the recommendation, which is to deny.
Okay, favorable to deny. Do we have a second on that? Second by Councilman McElroy. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the public safety committee? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable to deny. Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no. Claim is denied.
Claim is denied. Thank you. The next item that we are going to be discussing is an item that was removed from the bid package, bid 2024-202 is now PCR 118-23. Committee report, finance.
Move favorable action as amended.
Nope. For action, Councilman Howe.
Favorable action with an amendment.
Okay, second by Councilman Foley. Go ahead and read the amendment, sir.
The amendment was to extend, correct the date on to November 27th, 2025, making it a 2-year bid.
Okay, so they're amending the date from 11/27/24 to 11/27/25.
Correct.
Any questions or comments on this that was not asked earlier this evening in the Finance Committee? Okay, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
And yes to amend.
Thank you. Councilman Howe, would you like to move that favorable as amended?
Yes, sir. Move PCR 118-23 favorable as amended.
Second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. So I'll be voting no on this as well. It initially was part of the bid package, and the reason I'm voting no, I've already stated in the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
8 yes, 1 no. Motion passes.
Thank you. Motion passes. The next one here is an abatement that was pulled. Abatement number 172615. Committee report, finance.
Favorable action.
For action, Councilman Howe.
It is now PCR 11923, favorable action in the amount of $553.60.
Okay. Do I have a second on that, Councilman Foley? Thank you. Any questions or comments on this? Okay. Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action on the amendment.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Travis. Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Okay, 8 and 1 recused. Councilman Sinapi recused.
Sorry.
No problem. Councilman, will you move it favorable as amended?
Move PCR 119-23 favorable as amended.
And second by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action as amended.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lanza?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes as amended. We are now moving on to unfinished business. First up is PCO 22-23 committee report ordinance. Thank you. Councilwoman Travis, can you move this to withdraw, please, on my behalf?
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to withdraw PCO-22-23.
Thank you. Second by Councilman Lattiser. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action to withdraw.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes to withdraw.
Thank you. Motion is withdrawn. Next up is PCR 92-23 committee report, public safety.
Request favorable action in the amount of $580.
Thank you. Second by Councilman Ricks. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Public Safety Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call a roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lanza?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passed.
Thank you. Motion passes. We're now moving to new business. First up is PCR 17-22 Committee Report, Public Properties.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move favorable action on PCR 17-22.
Seconded by Councilwoman Travis. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in the Public Properties Committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion passes.
You.
Number two this evening is PCR 103-22, Committee Report, Public Properties.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Sinapi. Second by Councilman Lattiser. And I believe Councilwoman Travis and myself would like to be added as co-sponsors. Any questions or comments that were not asked earlier this evening in committee? Hearing none, the clerk will call the roll for favorable action.
Mr. McAllister?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Howe?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. McElroy?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Ms. Travis?
Yes.
9 yes, motion passes.
Motion passes. Thank you. We're now moving to referral and advertising. So we're going to have three public hearings at the next council meeting. First up is PCO 21-22, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to implement the comprehensive plan by changing the zoning of certain residential properties to open space, City of Warwick. This is Council President on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. The next one is PCO 23-23, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick for Glenn Taylor and Mary Taylor, petitioners for plat 365 lot 16649 Arnold's Neck Drive. This is Council President McAllister. PCO 24-23, an ordinance amending Appendix A of the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to conform with the procedural and substantive changes in the state land use laws, modified land use and districts, and delete superfluous sections codified in the state building code. City of Warwick is the petitioner, Council President, on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. Ward 1, anything to docket under unanimous consent? Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Pass.
Ward 6.
Pass.
Ward 7 passes. Ward 8. Ward 9.
Pass.
Councilwoman Travis.
If there be no further business of this honorable body, I move to a docket session.
All those in favor to move in the docket session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone oppose? We are now in the docket session. Ward 1, anything to docket at this time?
Pass.
Ward 2.
Pass.
Ward 3.
Pass.
Ward 4.
Pass.
Ward 5.
Yes, Mr. President, I have one. Be a resolution, and the title is installation of a sidewalk on the north side of Rocky Point Avenue, extending from Warwick Neck Avenue to Palmer Avenue. And I do have a traffic study recommending this.
He said public safety. Ward 6. Ward 7, I have one to docket, is a resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for the American Rescue Plan Act community projects. So I know Councilman Lattiser and myself have some that we're going to be submitting. So if any other council members have any of their neighborhood ARPA funds, you can add it to this resolution, which we will hear at the next meeting. Finance. And that'll be in the Finance Committee. Ward 8. Ward 9. Have a good evening, everyone. We are in recess.